Good afternoon from the Holy Ghost Calling webpage. We just want to welcome you this afternoon here. It may be evening where you are. And we'd like you to know that we're believing for you, we're praying with you, that God will touch you, and we hope that you'll listen very carefully. And maybe you want to download or record or save this message for playing. You're welcome to share it with others too. But Brother Freedom really cares about all you folks out there, and he knows that you're listening in, and we wish you a very wonderful future by the power of the Holy Spirit. Father, we thank you for this wonderful day. We thank you for touching Brother Freedom and those of us who've gathered this Sunday afternoon. We dedicate this space to you for your glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father in heaven, I'm so thankful for all you've done. I thank you for all the many blessings. I thank you for all the things that we have done together. And Lord, I'm not exaggerating. You praise, I give you honor. And I think sometimes I'm not a very good son for you, but I pray that you might bless this day. And Father, since I've had this stroke, you know I'm sort of limited more than I used to was, or was, I can't even speak right. But help me in my inabilities. Help me to be able to carry on your work. And I know it's your will that this be done, but Father, I know that I'm supposed to sense and feel what where people are at. But Father, it hurts. It hurts. And I really care for these people. I care where they're going. And Lord, you made me feel this morning how it would be to miss heaven. And Father God, that's a very sobering thing to think about. You know, life is so short, Father. And I pray that you might use this ministry in a mighty way. Father, we just claim souls this day all over America, through the world, through China, Japan, Indonesia, Pakistan, India, wherever you, where the word goes. I pray that you'll meet the people's needs. I pray that you'll bring a blessing upon them. I pray that you'll bring revival there in a very powerful way. And I pray that you'd set them free, give them strength forevermore, bring healing to their bodies in a very special way. And I pray this wonderful day for your goodness, for your everlasting love. I pray that you'll bless this time. And we thank you in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. And the Bible says in Romans 13, 11, and 12. Some familiar scriptures I know, but I'm purposely looking at when I'm reading it also. And that knowing the time, that it's now time to wake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than we believe. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off all the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let's walk honestly in the day, not in rioting, drunkenness, nor in chambering, nor in drunkenness, not in strife, nor envy. But put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, that ye might make provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. But God said not to do these things. I really believe that it's the time. The time is, the stage has been set when the Lord's coming back is very soon. I know my time and number of years is probably pretty well used up, but I do believe that the Lord might come before my time is over. I don't know. Only the Lord knows. But I would like to tell people throughout the world, we're living a day it's a day of troubles, of variations, of people not knowing, a day of searching, a day of, like the dollar is supposed to be devaluating, all these things is happening. And I listen to the Weather Channel, and they bring up different things that can happen. And I very much agree with a lot of them, because a lot of these places in America are just really ready for a volcano, for an earthquake, any of these things that we call weather problems, but they can happen where we live. In the sunny land that we see, we never know what's going to be. And life's that way. When I was about 9 years old, I remember I walked off into a hole and I thought my life was over. That's the way life is. Now, that could have been the end of my life at that day, but God seemed fit for me to live some extra years. But we never know exactly the total end. The Bible says we don't really know. But we're all to be prepared. And the night is far spent. What it's saying, the night is almost over. The day is at hand. And so that point, I really believe we're very close to that. And it says, let's put off the works of darkness. And I really did a lot of soul searching this morning where I came about that. And it sounded like I could feel the darkness. It was horrible when I went through. I mean, I was just like I could sense these troubled areas. We might have quite a while, but we may not. And I think we need to take courage. And we need to run to the Lord. We need to just run to Him. Lord, I want You. I want to hide in You. I want Your surroundings around me. I want all that You have for me. If we live another 100 years, I want to be in Your presence. There's fullness of joy in His right hand, pleasure evermore. There's joy unspeakable, full of glory. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. It says, I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge. We need that in our heart. I will say of the Lord, He is my... I'm making a declaration. I'm making a confession of faith. I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. And nothing's impossible if He is the source of our help. He's the one that can help us. He's the one that can set us on fire. He's the one that can deliver us. He's the one that can bring us peace in our heart. You know, it's just having that peace in our heart is so wonderful. Oh, that peace. You know, this morning there when I was seeing what I did, I didn't have that peace. But the Lord brought it back to me right now. But it was dark what I was going through. And I didn't like the way I felt. It was tough. And when we start going into the darkness, you know, in Korea, we never did, none of us never did like darkness. We had searchlights. Would actually illuminate the sky, and they would shine out and make it as bright as they could make, because for our protection. Because when it's real dark, evilness can come to you. In the jails, I've worked in jails for probably close to 10 or 12 years, and they told me that they can always tell in full the moon and times where crime's going to be worse. Evilness comes at certain hours. In the middle of the night, there's evilness comes. God works in light. He wants us to put on the whole armor of light that we may be able to come against the works of darkness. We might have His supernatural help, His supernatural understanding, His supernatural power to deliver us and set us free, that we might be not captives, but we'd be free as God's children. You know, God loves us so much He wants us to look good. You know, He wants you to feel good. He wants you to, you know, I'm here a few years back. About 30 years ago, in fact, I broke a tap off in an engine that I shouldn't have been doing. Make the story short, people heard it, but God made me look good. Now, if He hadn't come through, I would have been in a hard place. Probably got fired, and I don't really know what the outcome would have been. I'm not even looking back that far. I'm looking at God delivered me. And God set me free, and that engine was better when I got through them, and was when it started. Because God gave an update to how to fix it. That update worked. And I imagine that engine's still running. Probably, I know it is, down a few miles away. But God is real. And I started understanding that we're harder on ourselves than many times God is on us. We have a way of coming in and judging us ourselves. Satan wants us to feel like you just went the last mile. You know, you're no good. And Satan wants you to get that down your heart, that you're not going to be making, you're going to lose it. You're a born loser. But God has you a born winner. God wants you to be excited. We're more than conquerors. We're more than conquerors. We're not losers. But you can have, throughout the world, I don't care where you are today, you can be more than conquerors through Him which loves you. Greater. Boy, I feel the glory of God. God's here to electrify you, and not only spiritually saying, God will set you free and motivate you so you can walk in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Ephesians says, walking in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Well, God can make that become reality. God can make that as a tangible word that's going to be available to you from now on. You've got to keep the faith. See, we come up short in our faith. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through Jesus Christ our Lord. And I'll tell you, that's where the fundamental people
can't make it because the faith factor is minus. Oh, come and see. He look at him. Glory when you, the Spirit of God brings you a way higher. Oh, I will lift my eyes to the hills. No, we're happy here. We're on our way to heaven. I'm going there by and by. I'm going to see Jesus face to face. And we can have that assurance. Blessed assurance, Jesus mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory to God. Our salvation, purchase of God, born of the Spirit, walked in His love. We can be walking in as epistles of the Lord. And the enemy wants to rob us of that blessing. You know, when you get saved, you get filled, and he just tries to make you feel so unworthy. You know, he'll tell you, oh, you know why? You know, God can't forgive you. Well, I guarantee you, God's already forgiven you. Jesus made it. He gave us life that we're going to live. We're going to live triumphant. We're going to live to His glory, and we're going to live in His splendor. We're going to be courageous. We're going to walk in victory. We're going to walk in His counsel, in His direction, in His calling. And glory to God, Brother Clinton, that's going to be a taker. God's here to give you the Spirit of God, anoint you, and thrill you, and make you so excited. You know, I'm a new today. After what through what I went, there's going to be an exciting time. God's going to come down and touch people. You know, wherever you are, if you have a need, God will meet your need. Just ask Him. He cares for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because the adversary of the devil going around as a roaring lion seeking whom we may devour, whom we resist, steadfast in the faith. You need to resist him, steadfast in the faith. Know the same afflictions are accomplished in the brethren in the world. You know, when you don't have Jesus, you got problems. All the people got problems. But if you are saved, you got full of God. Oh, you've got hope. You've got help. You've got someone to help you, someone to bring you forth in the wonderful name of Jesus. It'll take you a way that you've never been before. It'll give you victory. Your cup runneth over. Sureness and goodness, mercy upon me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. You need to get that down in your spirit. Now unto him is able to do exceedingly abundantly ask or think, according to the power that works within us. God give us power. You receive power of the Holy Ghost upon you. You need to be witnesses to me, Judea, and the other most parts of the world. The Bible says, now unto him is able to keep you from falling. Then I'm out there, you might be falling, but he'll present you faultless before his presence with exceeding joy. What a blessing! It's real. And God's forever faithful. He wants us to be faithful too. He wants us to have that supernatural belief that he is my Father. He's your Father. Your Father won't let you go. He's with you. He'll be with you always. In the end of the world, God will be with us. He'll never forsake us. His eyes are the righteous, his ears are open to their cry. He's open there to your cry. Call upon him, and he'll answer and show us great and mighty things that we know not. Greater is he that's within you, he's in the world. Let not your heart be troubled, it'll have better be afraid. God has not given the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. All these negative things God don't give you. All those come from you, that come from the other side. You don't want the other side, you just cast all your cares upon. Bring those cares to Jesus. He'll set you free. Casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. Be sober. You need to start thinking about what God's done for you. God's given you a new way, a new power, a new source, a new direction, a new energy. This energy never fails. He's there to equip you for life, so you might have liberty. Where his spirit is, there is liberty. Oh, hallelujah. Bible says, what agreement had a temple of God with idols? Well, you know, God has not given us any agreement. You don't need an agreement with idols. For you have a temple of the living God. God's given us assignment with heaven. And all these things that are negative, God don't even know about them. And we shouldn't know it either. Love not the world, neither things of anybody love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. So many of these things we take as, but they're from the other side. And we need to forsake them, we need to reject them. We say, I don't have it. I don't want it. I don't want it to have any part of me either. Draw nigh to God, he'll draw nigh to us. Resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and I'll show you great and mighty things you know not. You know, we don't know what we know. He will show us things that we know not. He'll give us new strength, new power, new purpose, a new direction. I was thinking about the years back there when the Lord was really showing me and how much fun it was because he would show me things. Oh, come on, see, look, the glory of God is real. And all these skeptics would tell me that it didn't register because I knew that God was real. I knew that I was like David. What he could do for me, he could do for anybody. And God wasn't slack concerning his promises, as some men count slackness, but his long-suffering, thus we're not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. The devil that comes to you and torments you and lets you say, oh, you're worthless, you don't have nothing. There's no way that you can even describe your worth. God loves you. You're a living soul. And God gave you life. When your life, God give you a scepter that reached out and says, my child, if you'll accept what I give to you, if you'll accept my son, I'll give you eternal life. It's a guarantee. You're going to come against problems while you're here upon the earth. But remember, my eyes run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show myself strong on behalf of his heart to make perfect toward him. I know everything you're going through. Lo, I'll be with you. I'll never leave you. What a guarantee. Blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. You know, we can get this law down in here. And that law doth I meditate both day and night. He shall be like a tree, boy, planted by the rivers of water, and shall bring forth his fruit. His fruit. We need fruit. Out there, you just don't need it. Life of God, you need to have fruit. You need to get souls saved. You need to get things happening. You know, one time I counted up, I don't think I've ever said this before, but I counted up about 400 people. A lot of those are in jails, but I've seen souls come to the Lord. And the Bible says he that saveth souls is wise, and souls hideth a multitude of sin. Souls is what we need to be. Our lives, you don't, it's not what you say, it's what you do. It's the way you act. That's when people want to be around you. Hey, he's got something. I want that. And then you lay a hand on someone and they get healed. Oh boy, they really want that. See, and you got the fruit. You got the fruit of God. Oh, the glory of God. God's alive here today. He's alive. He's here to bless you. He's here to strengthen you. He's here to set you free. We're more than conquerors through him, which loves us. Hallelujah. Oh, come on. Glory to God. I love you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for all your goodness. I thank you for all the times that you've blessed me. And Lord, you're so good, and I know you want to bless every person on this earth. There's not one soul that you don't want to bless. Out there, you're a candidate. God will bless you right where you are. You confess your heart and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior and believe what he has done for you. You shall be saved. He will heal you. He'll strengthen you. He'll make you put a spirit within you, and he'll take away. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Former things have passed away. Behold, all things become new. Not wore out, not junkers, and like these cars get a little bit. But that's what happens to us. God has set us free, and then here a couple years back, unless we stay in contact with God, we start getting rusty, and we losing our walk. We have losing our experience. We're losing that excitement, that joy. We're losing that glory of God. We're losing it. We need to be alive unto God. Alive unto God, dead to sin. We need to be so on fire for God that no one wants to be around us. We're dangerous. And it's going to take me a while to unboil down, to come down today. God is real. He wants to help you. He wants to provide for you. He wants to be your heavenly Father. Because he made you. And we all have that obligation. Every one of us, me, all, everyone. One day we're going to stand before him. He says, you know, I don't wish to send you to hell, but you did not accept my son. And you didn't, I was here begging you. He's begging. Please come, my child. Come meet all of you weary and heavy laden, and I shall give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Learn of me, for I am meek and lowly, and ye shall find rest in your soul. Rest is what we need. The Bible says, we're like the troubled sea that finds no rest. The weary are like a troubled sea that find no rest. You know, in hell's going to be a terrible place because there's going to be weary people there. They're going to be there forever and ever And that's, I thought about that this morning. Lord, that's a terrible time. There's no, the worm never dies. It's there forever. And we have a chance for being in heaven forever, never, never. What a difference. It's a total, because I believe, who's us all to really think about what God's offering us. He's offering us eternal life. He's offering us a blessing. He's offering us to walk in Him, in His blessing forevermore. And I'll tell you, it don't make any difference what anybody thinks about you. It's what God thinks about us. Oh, hallelujah. He is glorious. He'll never, never let you go. As long as you desire Him, and when you ask for forgiveness, He'll forgive you. He wants to forgive you. He remembers that we're made of dust. He remembers that we're prone to mistakes. He loves you so much. He loves you out there. He loves you. God really loves all. He gives you Jesus. He gives the power of the Holy Ghost that you might be a blessing this last hour when it's hard to live. Right. But you can encourage yourself that God will be with you. He'll never forsake you. His eyes are on the righteous. And He'll keep His word. He'll keep His hand upon you. He will shelter you. He will protect you. He that dwell in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And says, I will say to the Lord, He is my refuge, my fortress, my God. In Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee. Oh, hallelujah. The snare of the fowler. The all these things that come our way, but God will set us free. He will give us angels charge over us, keep us all in our ways, lest we ever dash our foot against a stone. He is here to help us. He's here to save us. He's here to be with you. He's here. He's provided for you up to this time. Everything that you got, God's the giver of every good and perfect gift. So everything you got that's good, it came indirectly from Him. He made you possible. And we always need to be thankful. I thank you, Lord. I thank you. I never even got to the second part of my message, but God bless. Lord, we thank you. Bless your people to stay in a mighty way. I pray that you'll close this time. For open the hearts of your people. Let them be desirous of what you, let them be hungry for what you have for them. Let them be hungry. Let them be desirous that they will desire having that close walk with you that's so beneficial, so wonderful, so blessing. And Lord, we just give you praise. Lord, I love you so much. I thank you for Jesus. I thank you for the Holy Ghost. I thank you. You're all real. I thank you for all you've done. And I thank you in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen, amen, and amen, and amen. And God bless you all. God bless you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. God bless. God bless. Wow.